Zimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned into Live Talk, the connection with your Zimbabwe Studio Service, very own youth program. The target tackling anything and everything youth related, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 12th of January, 2021, Muriye Zimbabwe Mthakazo Muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now, unfortunately, Muriye Zimbabwe, Zulugandaba, Silu Sizing Mpela, Tine Urombo, Nepamsana Pechirereche Coronavirus due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, we're not able to bring you this program live as per usual. Now, what this means is Nasim Chongwachelu, we're going to be broadcasting from my apartment, and this is a pre-recorded program. What this also means for you, our listeners, is Uwuti Ngeg. You cannot join us using your telephones as per usual. Nonetheless, Muriye Zimbabwe, like so what you can do as usual is you can send us your feedback on WhatsApp on +12024650318. The number again, +12024650318. This broadcast is also going to be available on our three Facebook pages, those being a VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So, Liga Koshi Pelas, Dunda, Wufiti, Zela, Lapayo, Palo, Uti, Share, Amsakangano, Kutinya, Paye, Pakanzi, Share, Kuchok, Tione, Chirongwa, Chino, Wendu, Edu. Don't forget to share the program with your network so that we can watch this program in our numbers. So, you can also put your feedback, Muriye Zimbabwe, in the comments section, and we will be seeing your feedback. Msakangano, Jakari, Uti, Chirongwa, Chichange, Chiripo, on our three websites, those being VOA Zimbabwe, VOAMdebele.com, and VOAShona.com. Muriye Zimbabwe, Nasim Chirongwa, Chiruchevichniki, Namsha Gushelo, Lechulabasakulayo. We continue exploring the effects of the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown on Zimbabwean youth. This lockdown started last week, Tuesday. Now, as mentioned on our show on the new year, I also mentioned that we're looking to start a new culture. Every show, we want to be able to highlight success stories of Zimbabwean youth that are doing something to change the world. So Nasim Chirongwa, we're going to be highlighting another success story of a young lady who's based in Kenya, who was the first Shona lady to enter into university. So we're going to be talking about her story. Nosizi Rupen Dube is her name. But first up, health, Muriye Zimbabwe, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, as of last night, Muriye Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, 1,518 PCR tests were conducted, 820 new cases were detected, 631 recoveries, 21 deaths. That's quite a big jump, Muriye Zimbabwe, 21 deaths, 1 in Bulawayo, 12 in Harare, 2 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland Central, 2 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Masvingo. Zimbabwe currently has 22,297 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 13,213 recoveries, and 528 deaths. The numbers again, 1,518 PCR tests were conducted last night, 820 new cases were detected, 631 recoveries, and 21 deaths. 1 in Bulawayo, 12 in Harare, 2 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland Central, 2 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Mashingo. Now, Muriye Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe level 4 COVID-19 lockdown has been in effect, as I mentioned earlier on, over a week now. Now, this lockdown has impacted Zimbabweans in different spheres, in different manners. Now, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Reuters, whereby medical experts and Zimbabweans themselves speak on the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. Let's hear more from these medical experts and, of course, the Zimbabweans who speak for themselves.
Your main issue and how you must think about it and what most likely informed that decision is that all our COVID admission facilities were almost 100% full. What that means is when the number of new patients were almost doubling every 24 hours, you're going to have a situation where you have 100 people who need admission in one night and they have nowhere to go. One of the things we have to really do in these 30 days is to increase the admission capacity, increase the amount of oxygen, the supplies, so that when we do reopen, it's going to be obviously a phased reopening, but then we have increased capacity.
Muri Zimbabwe muri kuzvinzwira ka vanhu vari kuzvitaurira vega nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano vari kukomenta pamusoro pezvechirongwa ichi chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown tanzwa zvekare zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vachikomentawo ka pamusoro pezvechirongwa ichi chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown vanhu vari kuchema zvechokwadi vachiti hanzi hurumende makatinyanyira pamakaisa 30 days dai makatanga pa14 sezviri kuitika kuna South Africa. Tipeiwo maonero enyu +12024650318 paWhatsApp tonzwaoka kuti muri kuti chii nezvenyaya iyi. So zvinhu kandapa that was you heard from the medical experts themselves speaking on the COVID-19 lockdown, why it was necessary, and of course you also heard from Zimbabweans who were speaking on the effectiveness of this lockdown and their feelings towards the lockdown. One of the ladies there that you heard was highlighting, saying, Bonabaya Kala, she feels as though our government should have at least started on a 14-day lockdown and then seen whether or not it's effective as done in South Africa. And then if the coronavirus is still spreading in Zimbabwe, you then extend it to 30 days. So those are some of the sentiments being echoed by Zimbabweans. But now, as mentioned by the medical experts, the biggest problem that we're having in Zimbabwe right now is abantu. People are merely just not abiding by the lockdown regulations, as mentioned by governments, as mentioned by medical experts, and so much more. We had a reporter, Anunurai Jena, who was in Zimbabwe over the weekend, just assessing to see what is government doing towards helping people in Zimbabwe, and of course, how are people in Zimbabwe responding to government's attempts towards curbing the coronavirus. Let's head over to a report done by Nunurai Jena, whereby he was speaking to people and he was also highlighting what government is doing in the area.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm telling my suspect, but I'm mentioning. I'm going to mention my suspect, but I'm not going to
mention
my suspect. But I'm not going to mention my suspect. But I'm not going to mention my suspect. But I'm not going to mention my suspect.
But I'm not going to
mention my
So Zulukandaba, you were seeing there what's happening in Zimbabwe, whereby the people seem not to be abiding by the lockdown regulations. People are just not abiding by these lockdown regulations. Now, let's also head over to a clip that we have courtesy of the Ministry of Health of our Deputy Minister John Mangwiro, are commenting on what needs to be done to ensure that A, Zimbabwe can recover from coronavirus, and secondly, the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't continue taking lives in Zimbabwe. Deputy Minister John Mangwiro are talking about zvirikuitika munyika vachinyatsokurudziraka vanhu kuti vaende mberi abiding by the rules and regulations set by the World Health Organization. Uyezve abazi rinotarisa nyaya yezvehutano, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, aiwa muri Zimbabwe. Kana tichipinda mashops varikurudziraka shop owners kuti vanhu pavanopinda mashops, please ensure kuti vanhu vaungane nehuwandu hwavo mashops enyu. Uyezve hanzi imi vanhu pamunopinda mashops muchida kuita zvokutenga mafruits nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chimbomira nyaya yekuti unobata orange oriongorora oridzosera, nekuti that also contributes to what? The spreading of umkhuhlane wecoronavirus. But now, Muriye Zimbabwe, let us head over to our medical experts. Joining us today is Tinotenda Kuretu, who is the founder of Pora Health. Now, Pora Health is a youth-led organization that focuses on educating Zimbabweans on the current on health-related issues. So I speak to Tinotenda Kuretu about his organization, Pora Health, what motivated him to get into the healthcare sector, how they're helping Zimbabwean youth, and of course, we speak about the coronavirus pandemic. Let's hear more from Tinotenda about his organization, Pora Health.
The team that I'm working with, they somewhat have like similar, they share similar stories or something like that. And I think growing up at a very young age, I lost a lot of relatives and even friends from easily curable diseases. You know, for example, I wish someone had caught like one of my close friends, like, all you have to do is wash your hands to avoid cholera, or all you have to do is just boil your water. And this is just a simple intervention, but yet a lot of people die because they don't have that knowledge. So I feel like with Pora Health, we're really interested in looking at communities that are most affected by this, in quotes, deficit of, like, healthcare knowledge, and we are trying our best to reach out to those people. But secondly, you know, we are also interested in making sure that in the long run, these people, they don't face the same problems. Suppose poor health is normal, or I don't know, suppose we can't reach those people again. So we also want to make sure that in our efforts, we kind of like advocate for these people such that the government can make policy changes or they can make some developments in order to help these groups of people. So just in short, I think our baby poor health, it is focused on public health education and public health advocacy in a sense to help marginalized communities in Zimbabwe. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it about poor health.
I am curious, Tino, what is your take on the current state of the healthcare system in Zimbabwe in general, and where does poor health fit in here?
I think with the current healthcare system in Zimbabwe, I see, and I'm grateful that this is happening. I think our government and other parties that are helping our government, they are really focusing hard on HIV and AIDS, malaria and TB, because we're losing a lot of people to those diseases. But to a certain extent, we have this subtle or silent epidemic, so to say. For example, the substance use epidemic in Zimbabwe. I recently watched like a Vice documentary, and it's really representative of things that I've seen. For example, friends that I grew up in, they're now doing a lot of drugs, and they're dying, or they're getting stabbed in this. In this state where they are affected with mental health issues and other things. So I feel like I'm really concerned with the substance use issue in Zimbabwe. It's affecting a lot of our young people, and our young people, they are future. And if we lose a lot of these young people, we are setting ourselves for a disaster as a country in terms of development. So I think there's one issue I can think of. But secondly, I think, I think it's relevant for us, and it's important for us, I guess, to talk about COVID-19. I recently had a conversation with someone, and they're just telling me, like, a lot of people are really pessimistic about the vaccine. And I think our government should try their very best, and organizations such as Poor Health, we are also trying our best to make sure that we educate Zimbabweans as much as we can about this vaccine that, Pfizer, Moderna, they have done all the science, and these vaccines are pretty safe to use. They have like 95% efficacy. So I think those are maybe the three issues I feel like they're probably most important right now. Maybe addressing like obviously this vaccine issue, and secondly addressing the thyroid pitching substance use cases in Zimbabwe, which again I believe have been worse given the lockdown. A lot of young people have been home, and now that they're idle, they'll start maybe experimenting with drugs.
So how is poor health helping Zimbabwe in its fight against the global pandemic?
We want to educate people as much as we can about what they can do at an individual level, at a family level, even at a community level. I think basically wearing a mask, though it's now, given this data, I think now people know that you have to wear a mask, but apparently some people, they ignore that knowledge. However commonplace it is, some people, they don't observe those rules. But I think it's so important for us to keep on trying to send that message out, to make sure that people, they learn about what they can do at an individual level to avoid spreading COVID-19 or even getting it. And we feel like, using our social media platforms, we can reach out to as many people as possible, and they can share this stuff with others. Hence, complementing the efforts of the government, we definitely have our healthcare system currently, we are kind of overwhelmed. We have been seeing a lot of things on Twitter, a lot of like health experts in Zimbabwe are saying, please stay at home, please do that, because our nurses, for example, they don't have protective equipment and all those things. So I feel like if we just play our part by making sure that all Zimbabweans, they get to learn about the basics that they can, the basic stuff that they can essentially do to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So in short, I think our efforts are basically focused on educating people about COVID-19 and other things, just to make sure everyone is safe.
the experts that I've had on my show are predominantly urging young people, seeing as though young people are, as much as they're still at risk with COVID-19, they're the least susceptible in terms of, if you compare it to people from older generation. They're saying it's actually upon the young people in Zimbabwe. They should be on the front lines, teaching people on COVID-19, ensuring that people are wearing their masks, urging each other to follow these regulations. What's your thought on that? Do you think young people should be on the front line of this?
No, without a doubt. Looking at the demographics, I think that's the first thing. Zimbabwe, I don't know the exact numbers, but I would assume like more than 60% of the population can be, categorized as youth. Mm-hmm. And I think for that reason, it's very important that we have young people as the most vocal group, I guess, in our population talking about these things. But I think for young people to do that, I think we have to find a very unique way of approaching them and making sure that they do the right thing. Like you said, young people are the least susceptible to getting this disease. And if someone gets to know that, like, I can't get it, like, I'm somewhat, they're not necessarily immune, but, like, I'm somewhat less likely to get this disease, then they can be careless. But I feel like if we can just send this message to people, especially young people, that it benefits them. It benefits our society as a whole.
All right. Tino Ngatimbo, Batanya in Rimi Ramai. Kiki Tarita, a company in your Pora Health. Murubatra Savan, which beacon.
Taragarapasi, Sanyo, Kurunga Chiriche, Chipora Health, Tara Fungakuti, Susan Yasi, Chikanano, a dik. Kurara Mongoya Rauma, Nuti, Nikaidu Pajazayu, Nikana Ivan, Nikana. I was very young. So mnu zona kuti anechidiki vakutanga ku paya zvinodhaka parikutaya zvino zvinoita kuti vangokanganwa matambudziko avo ezuva nezuva. Saka tinonzwa vanoimba vanana Freeman na Dadza D vachichema nazvo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, vanana Guka Makafela, vana Krango, and all those things. Saka isusu sePora Health, particularly this year, ya 2021, Taka fungi sisa kwa shukuti, all right. Zuzo kitika muna 2020 ni makura apura. Muna 2020 ta wano takitika ya lockdown. And wana jinyo wana suri na shukuru, wana jinyo wana suri na mabasa, mwaka luza na mabasa. Na izozo, wana waka wanda waka zamara sisi na shukita. Indika na wana sisa shukita, ndipo wana wakita se, wangu bata kunono, tishino daka ndi hiti, chifu netika. Na izozo, takaita ma calculations, taka ono tima numbers wano waku, ariko abusa ma drugs anona kuedzera inego rada kupinda here. So nezvo zvoku focus on studying a youth substance use prevention program. I program inenge iri dedicated kubatsira vanhu vechidiki kuti vasapinde mukuedza ma drugs or zvinodhaka. Stay true kudaro tinoona kuti takakwanisa kubatsira vanhu vechidiki kuti vafocuse simba ravo nefunga dzavo nezvinhu zvinokwanisa vabatsira ivo nemacommunity zavo. Isusu senyika tinenge tabenefita, ivowo sevanhu vanenge vabenefita, vanozorarama upenyu hwakatirebei ine nyika inowanawo some level of economic development.
As we wrap up here, Tino, could you please tell the people where they can find more information on Para Health? And what, if there's any other programs, what other programs they can look forward to, especially the youth of Zimbabwe?
We do have a Facebook account, so at Pora Health, Pora, I'm telling everyone, or maybe a lot of Zimbabweans might understand where this word comes from, but this is something I forgot to mention. But Pora Health is a word we came up with after we realized, we want to create something that, like, the Zimbabwean people feel like it's meant for them, so Pora basically means healing. But so on Facebook, we are there. Instagram with there, Twitter, YouTube, So all these social media platforms, and I think on the 15th or the 31st of January, we'll launch our website where people can get like constant updates on what we're doing and stuff. And you did ask about what programs we're working on, what we'd recommend people to do. I think, you know, my best recommendation is that like people should arm themselves with knowledge. They shouldn't depend on WhatsApp alone. Earlier today, I was talking to someone back home, and they were basically telling me that, like, yo, the COVID-19 vaccine I had, white people in the West, they're trying to cure black people in Zimbabwe or in Africa. You know, that's false. Like, that's false. I feel like there are a lot of people who are working extremely hard in the world, especially in this developed countries, just to make sure that people like us, who kind of like get the short end of the stick in most of these things, we are safe at the end of the day. We are getting, for example, the vaccine at subsidized prices. I think our government is very fortunate enough to be one of those governments that is getting these vaccines at a subsidized price. But I think we should not negate the efficacy of science. We should not negate what we as the world needs. We need this pandemic to end. And if everyone just like arm themselves with knowledge and understand that this vaccine is actually meant to help them, I think we'll be in a better place. So people should basically use as much of the internet as possible to understand what's going on. And Poor Health might be one of those places you could visit to understand what's going on in the world.
Hayi liyamuzwa Zulu kandaba umnumzana uThinotenda Kurethu owenhlanganiso ye Pora Health ingcwethi ekhangela indaba zempela kahle ngumuntu ongisakhulayo ubethinta njalo indaba ezijeneyo ezimayelana ngokuthi umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 njalo uhlelo lweCOVID-19 level 4 COVID-19 lockdown luthinta njani impilo zabatsha limzwile ubethinta indaba ezijeneyo for example indaba eyokuthathwa kwezidakamizo sithi phansi kohlelo le-lockdown sebebonile bona ingcwethi ezikhangela indaba zempila kahle sebebonile ukuthi inani labantu abasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa izinto abanatha izinto ezidakayo bebhema izinto ezidakayo ukuthiwa hhayi likhanye ngani likhwelile ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi ngempela ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo they were stressed babe bebhekane ngodubo lwe-stress ngenxa yokuthi babengayenelisi ukusebenza kahle babengayenelisi ukuhamba esikolo ezindlini siyezwa phela ezinye ingcwethi besithi hhayi indaba le-gender-based violence la ikhwelile abantu abasakhulayo were experiencing this so liyamuzwa uThinotenda Kurethu uyasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi phansi kohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown hhayi inani labantu abasakhulayo abathatha izinto ezidakayo ukuthiwa hayi likhwelile bona njengenhlanganiso ye-Pora Health they're looking to tackle that issue besiza abantu abasakhulayo njalo uyakhuthaza wonke umuntu ongusakhulayo ukuthi hayi nxa ungumuntu ongusakhulayo kuthiwa it's upon you ukuthi ube phambili ufundisa abantu ukuthi hayi into yokuqala umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ikhona into yesibili abantu kumele bagqoke ama-mask bengaminyani behlangana ngobuningi babo njalo kumele bengakhohlwa ukuthi zama ngamandla akho wonke ukugeza izandla or either that or usebenzisa amanzi or you can use i-alcohol based hand sanitizer so long umnumzana uThinotenda Kurethu osakhulayo nguye owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Pora Health So you are hearing there, Muriel Zimbabwe, from Thinotenda Kurethu, the founder of Pora Health, touching on several different things that are youth and COVID-19 related. He was also talking about the relationship between what Pora Health is trying to do and what Zimbabwe is currently experiencing in terms of COVID-19. He talked about drug abuse under the COVID-19 lockdown, how there's been an increased number of young people who have experienced and encountered this under the COVID-19 lockdown. Zimbabwe, let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp, +12024650318, or you can write your name and comment in the comment section on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Uhlelo lwe COVID-19 lockdown, chirongwa che COVID-19 lockdown, how is level 4 COVID-19 affecting you? The youth of Zimbabwe, ngenani kuhlelo pindayo chirongwa, let us know your thoughts. Makatsira chirongwa chenu chebe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection.
Chipanda Poeka Mangma Wiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Columnist Chuanet Veneti. Guys, COVID-19, abayibiza ngecorona into ekhona. Phambili nge social distancing, asigezeni izandla, always stay safe, stay home. Last year.
Easy, Machita. Easy.
Easy, Machita, easy. Shout out to Mr. Mawiza Wiza, Mr. Last Number, Mr. Nkulumiskiwa Ngevenekula. Uyakhuthaza uzulu ukuthi hayi lingakhohli gqoka nama mask nxa liphuma njalo gezani izandla njalo lingaminyani. Are you hearing there from Mawiza Wiza, Last Number, Kwaito artist based in Bulawayo, urging Zimbabweans, Anzi, don't meet in your numbers, don't forget to wear your masks, and of course, when you can, wash your hands. But now let's also talk to other youth to hear about the coronavirus pandemic, to hear about their businesses. I reached out to a couple of entrepreneurs. Some of them are actually essential workers. Some of them have been lucky enough to make sure that regardless of what sector they're working in, they may or may not be in the essential services. However, their businesses are still thriving. I reached out to a mixologist, Ashla Jaya. Now, her story was very exciting for me as a young person because I found it very interesting that she was able to create a career path out of a unconventional means. So Ashla Jaya is a mixologist. Abanye, they think mixologists are bartenders. Ashla says, no, that's not true. Ashla is a mixologist by profession. She's been able to keep the business afloat, even under the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's hear more from Ashla Jaya about her experiences and, of course, her business as a mixologist.
A lot of people mistake mixology for bartending. We do work hand in hand with bartenders, but the mixologists are basically the people that come up with the recipes, concepts, and work with different flavors just to give you that balance when it comes to cocktails.
I haven't heard of a lot of people that actually do mixology professionally in Zimbabwe, and so I'm really curious about that. How did you get into that?
So I was in hotel school, and we had this class that was called beverage science. So, you know, at first I was really excited because I was like, okay, we're going to be tasting alcohol and all of that during school. Cool. But, you know, as time went on, I'm like, okay, I really like this stuff. I think I'm really good at it. But I'm really scared because I don't know if I can go back home and make a career out of this. And how do I tell my super Christian family that I want to work with alcohol? So it was kind of like I knew I was into it. I started studying wine with Cape Wine Academy. So that really cemented how much I loved working with beverages. But just a bit of traveling and the last job I had, formal job I had, I was working in Florida. And I worked under this very great mixologist. And I really learned quite a bit from him. I worked with really good bartenders. I learned quite a bit from them. And when I came back, I was really passionate about it. I tried to stick to chefing. I still love it, but I really knew something was missing. And then my younger sister is like, girl, just try. Go for it. Give it a try and see how it goes. I gave it a try, and I realized, okay, there's not really a market for it, but there was a response. People were curious.
So how are you capitalizing on this, seeing as though there's not a big market for it? How are you making it work for Ashford?
So with the brand, we made it a service brand. So we basically offer a service of the product. We do events, corporate events. We go on vacations with our clients, from weddings, barbecues, baby showers, kids' parties, movie nights, everything. So we basically provide a service for that. We've been able to monetize it like that. And as time has gone on, because of the pandemic, we introduced now doing delivery so that we still keep our clients happy. Our clients are still able to taste our cocktails as well.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected Ashla?
Ashla, as a mixologist, it was a huge blow because We had, beginning of 2020, we were so excited. We had a year planned with events. We were booked. We were busy. We were starting to work with big brands. I was starting to work with big brands. And I was really excited. The year was looking really good. And just in March, all our events for the rest of the year got canceled. But what the pandemic actually did for the mixologist as a brand is it gave it a platform for more people to reach out, because now everything was on social media. We're all spending time on social platforms, so people are on social media and they're reading up about this brand. I'm posting content, I'm creating recipes, I'm creating content on a regular as often as I can. I'm putting it out there, so people are wondering, okay, what is this about? What do they actually do? So when the first lockdown got lifted, everyone was so curious to have my product. Everyone was so curious to taste this thing. So I had people calling me at the events, and we got really busy at the end of the year for really small intimates and private events. We adjusted, and now we are doing deliveries, and it's working for us.
How else have you adjusted your business to ensure that another lockdown, for example, right now on level 4 for the next 30 days, if anything is to happen to continue, at least Ashla has something going on financially.
I have been teaching, running fun classes, mixology 101, just teaching people the basics of mixology so people can get to make cocktails at home, because the reason why I'm really passionate about it is people in Zim are really like vodka, Sprite kind of people, whiskey, yeah. Coke, and I'm wanted to also give that people an opportunity that you don't have to have fancy stuff at home. You don't have to do fancy stuff. You don't have to break the bank to have good drinks. So I started to teach offering classes, and I started getting a different clientele that just wants to learn. They like to host. They like to have a good drink, even chilling at home on a Friday by themselves with a friend. They like to do brunch and things like that. They want cocktails to pair it with. So I've been doing a lot of teaching. A lot of it now is via Zoom. I came up with a manual that worked with teaching via Zoom for my clients.
You're also a chef. So how do you make the two work, and how are they working under the COVID-19 pandemic? Are people ordering food? What's going on?
I really struggled with finding a balance. So when I really got into mixology, the chef side was now dying. And then when I would focus a little on food, the mixology side would lack. But now I find a balance, because I love cooking with beverages now. Mm-hmm. So I try and incorporate beverages in my food, in my meals when I'm hosting. And if I'm not cooking with a beverage, I'm trying to pair food with beverages, with cocktails, with mocktails, with punches, with anything I can do.
Could you tell people more where they can find more of Ashla's services, be it on social media or on WhatsApp if they need to text you? How can they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us on Facebook and Twitter at The Mixologist, and on Instagram at The Mixologist ZW. Our website will be out in the next couple of weeks, which will be themixologistzw.com. And you can get us on WhatsApp on 0779-367-826.
Mudiya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Ashla Jaya. She's a mixologist by profession. She founded the mixology company there as well. Umsebenzi wakhe ngempela. It's very unconventional, and I found that really exciting. But even her, she's able to make it under the COVID-19 lockdown. She does ama deliveries of her services. So make sure you check out Mudiya Zimbabwe. Check out on social media. Linga kofi ukuthi you can visit her site. Nkosazana. Ashla Jaya. But now, whilst on the discussion of the COVID-19 lockdown and, of course, talking to entrepreneurs, I also reached out to a group, an organization named Tumeza. This is young people who work in the logistics sector and are part of the essential services. I wanted to really understand, for someone to be part of the essential service, what exactly does this mean, and what does it take for them to be part of the essential services? And, of course, most importantly, are there any challenges that they're facing under the COVID-19 lockdown? So I reached out to Webster Muchena, who is the Chief Operations Manager of Tumeza. We had him via telephone. Let's hear more from Webster. Webster, welcome to our program. How are you, bud? Tell us more about Tumeza.
Let me take this opportunity to say a bit about Tumeza. Tumeza is a transportation company based in Bulawayo, a delivery solutions provider that specializes in the transportation and delivery of products and company assets within Bulawayo and beyond Bulawayo. Tumeza is divided into two departments. The last mile department, which focuses on all deliveries that happen within Bulawayo, and these include delivery of grocery hampers, the Tumeza grocery hampers, Tumeza flower bouquets, and stationery for corporates. Whereas in transit focuses on all deliveries beyond Bulawayo, and these include building materials for corporates, company assets for corporates.
Thank you for that, Webster. People are curious. I'm also curious. The term essential service and the people that fall under it. Tumeza being one of the organizations that are operating under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown, I am curious, what makes Tumeza fall under the essential services?
Tumeza falls under the essential services providers in that the government announced that all transportation and logistics companies fall under the essential services providers, seeing that products will have to be delivered to retailers from the suppliers and from the manufacturers, as well as to the final consumer.
Now, Webster, let's talk a little more about the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. This program, if we're going to call it a program, has presented people with different challenges. As an organization that is working under the essential services, that is functioning under the COVID-19 lockdown, I am curious, are there any challenges that you have faced? And if so, what are these challenges?
As Tumeza, we can't really say you are facing many challenges under the level 4 lockdown. The only challenge that I feel you are facing is the challenge of flexibility in operations. The government announced that every business under level 4 lockdown in Zimbabwe will operate from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On our end, it's a challenge because before the level 4 lockdown, we operated from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But this under level 4 lockdown will no longer be possible. It's a challenge in that it will be difficult for us to fulfill all our orders in a single day. It's a challenge that we're currently working on, and we are close to coming up with a solution for our customers.
Now, Webster, seeing as though you're the organization that is working under the COVID-19 lockdown, of course you're not alone, but you're under the essential services. I'm curious, what steps are you taking as an organization towards curbing the spread of COVID-19?
Tumeza is working very hard to reduce and minimize the exposure of its employees and of its clients to COVID-19. All our drivers are armed with hand sanitizer and a face mask. It's a must for our drivers to wear a face mask and carry a hand sanitizer before, during, and after the delivery, and maintain a social distance of at least 1 meter between them and the client. Before the level 4 lockdown, we used to have our proof of delivery sheets that we signed by the client soon after the delivery. However, we are no longer doing that because we want to try by all means to reduce the contact between our customer and the driver. So we now use evidence of pictures. We just take a picture and send it to the client who would have ordered the products and the grocery hampers.
I said, Webster, we hear you clearly, loud and clear, buddy. Thank you so much. Just a little bit. Webster, siyabona ukuthi njengenhlanganiso iTumeza liyingxenye esingathi ngesiNgisi you're part of ama essential services. Awusitshele okuningi ngalokho ukuthi njengenhlanganiso lisebenza njani phansi kohlelo lwe level 4 COVID-19 lockdown.
Khona kuliqiniso sibili, abantu bavalelwe ezindlini, thina abeTumeza sisebenza gadalala kulolu hlelo lwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Engingalitshela khona ukuthi uhulumende nguye owazikhethelayo ukuthi under level 4 lockdown kukhona amabhizimusi azabe esebenza, kukhona amabhizimusi azabe efaliwe. Uhulumende wathi yena i-logistics is an essential service, iqakathekile, njalo thina abeTumeza, that is our area of speciality, yikho vele esikwenzayo thina. Kungenza ngibe lamadlabuzane ukuthi ngikhulume ngalokhu ngoba thina njengabasha sizimisele ukuthi sincede izihloko zethu esisendlini ezingenelisiyo ukuthi zingene edolobheni zenze njani zithenge ama-groceries ziyokudla.
Hayi, silukandaba limzwile uWebster Mutshena echasisa ngempela ukuthi bona basebenza njani phansi kwalolu hlelo. Webster, sigqiba ingxoxo yethu as we wrap up, Mnumzana, please phosela phela amazwi akho okugcina to all the listeners that are paying attention ukuze labo bathole ulwazi ukuthi ngabe efisa ukusebenzisa ama services enu njengenhlanganiso, how can they get a hold of you?
Engingatshela khona ukuthi esikunanzeleleyo ukuthi iningi labantu galazi ukuthi kule Thumisa, njalo abanye singafuna ukuthi sikukhangelisise into abazenzayo nje emsebenzini yabo. Sebengasizakala sebele bengasebenza lathi thina abeThumisa, njalo kukhona abantu abayenza ama-deliveries within Bulawayo at very affordable prices. Abayafuna ukuthi bebe lolwazi ngathi bengasithinta thina ecingweni lethu, kumbe bona be ku social media. We sikhona lathi ku social media laphana, ku Facebook, ku WhatsApp, ku Instagram, ku Twitter sikhona lathi sibili. Inamba ye ngu 0773 265 854. Kahle ngiphinde njalo, 0773 265 854. Ngiyabonga bakithi ngalesi sikhathi elingiphethona sokuthi ngikhulume ngecompany yethu Thumisa. Sengathi inkosi ingalibusisa, ilisize, iliphathise njalo kukho konke likwenzayo. Ngibonge kakhulu.
Silukandaba liyamuzwa uWebster Mutshena wenhlanganiso yethu Meza Mure Zimbabwe. You're hearing there from Webster Mutshena of Thumisa. Young people there making it happen, making it work under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown. They're part of the logistics industry. So if you need any deliveries, if you need ama groceries and or anything like that, hit Thumisa up, Thumisa ZW, go Facebook, go Instagram, kanye la go Twitter. Chirongwa Day Connection Mure Zimbabwe, Mwineni Mike Hove, 47 minutes into the program. Tipe Maundre Enyu, +12024650318. The big question at hand, kune munhu wese wechi nika tira Chirongwa, how are you surviving under the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown? Let us know what you think. Mzakanga nukunyurama comments in the Facebook comments section, or to send us your comments on WhatsApp, +12024650318 is the number to dial Mure Zimbabwe if you suspect kuti pangwe une chirwere checoronavirus. 2019. Shout out to Mr. Tidarira Jazz Signal, partnering up with Roots Africa, giving us that amazing message. And to Gezai Maoko, Regaik Sangana, Nekuti COVID-19, Iruku Tora Upenyu Wewan Wakati One Day. So, Mure Zimbabwe, let us head over to the education sector here. We'll see what exactly is happening in the schools. That seems to have been the talk of the town for quite the minute, as schools remained open for those that are writing examinations, but closed for those that are not writing examinations. I reached out to the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe via telephone, Mnumzana Opet Masaraure, to hear his thoughts on what's happening in the schools. Kuti aiwa chukunzwa chirwere che COVID-19 chirukuenda mberi chirukutekeshera zvakanyanya muzvikoro saka iwo sevarairidzi vari kuzvionawo sei tirikunzwa hurumende iri kuti aiwa iwo vavhara zvikoro as a way of preventing the spread of COVID-19 asi dzidzo ngadziendere mberi so those that are writing examinations hanzi zvikoro zvakavhurwa vari kuendera mberi vari kuenda kuchikoro vachinonyora mazamanishoni avo let's hear more from Mnumzana Masaraure his thoughts on what's happening in the schools
rekuti vana nevarairidzi vaende kuzvikoro kunoona kunyorwa kwemazamanishoni haranga riri danho risina maturo chose nenyaya yekuti vana ava vatiri kumanikidza kuti vanyore mazamanishoni panguva yedenda recovid-19 richitekeshera vana vasina gadziriro dzavakaita zimuseki yacho inovanyoresa mazamanishoni hainawo gadziriro dzayakaita tichiona manyamaminero nerongo ati hatichingoona pakunyorwa kwebvunzo idzi hadzisi bvunzo dzatingasakrifise malives evanhu vana ava vanga vachipinda mumaschools vasina kutestwa maticha achiuya asina kutestwa vachibva nzvimbo dzakasiyana munyika zvaita kuti denda recovid rirambe richipararira muzvikoro umu richizobva muzvikoro raakuenda kumacommunities tichiona kuti ticharasikirwa neupenyu hwevanhu vakawanda hurumende ingadai yakatanga yaita mamajures ekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda yoitipa vana mukana wekugadzirira bvunzo yopa zimuseki mukana wekugadzirira bvunzo tozonyora bvunzo dzakarongeka munzvimbo dziri safe mumaschools ari safe
Vamasaraure chotenda nekupinda pachirongwa chedu chanhasi tirikuona kakuti vadzidzi vari kunyora bvunzo dzavo kune vamwe zvikoro zvichizvi zvakavhurwa kuitira kuti vadzidzi vaone mikana yekunyora bvunzo dzavo asi what I'm trying to understand chandiri kuda kunyatsonzwisisa nhasi inyaya yekuti tiri kunzwa kakuti vanhu vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana munyaya dzetransport saka apa ndoda kunyatsohwisisa vamasaraure vadzidzi vari kukwanisa here kunyora bvunzo dzavo zvakanaka panguva iyo nyika iri pasi pechirongwa chelevel 4 COVID-19 lockdown
vadzidzi nevarairidzi vari kusangana nedambudziko rekufamba mupublic transport hakuna muzimbabwe nenyaya yekumonopolizwa kwakaitwa kuchipiwa zimbabwe united passengers company zupo kuti inge iri yoga inotakura vanhu iyo isina zvifambiso zvakakwana zvekutakura vanhu izvo zvaita kuti vamwe vana vatadze kusvika kunzvimbo dzekunyorera vamwe vachinonoka zvakanyanya kusvika panguva dzekunyorera uye pavanofamba vanofamba vachisangana nevanhu vemumacommunities pachiwedzera kutapura vakazara mumabhazi zvichiwedzera kupararazve kwedenda recovid-19
Konyai yePPE yakambosinetsei takaona kuti mivarairidzi makamboratidzira muchigunun'una nyaya iyoyo yePPE tichitarisa zviri kuitika muzvikoro pane tichati chachinja here tinonzwa bazi rezvedzidzo makurukota vari mubazi rezvedzidzo vachiti aiwa nyaya iyi yakagadziriswa saka tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti zvakamira sei
PPE inotaurwa kuti yakagadzirwa kunyanya mumanewspaper tichiona ichitaurwa munhau asi tikatenderera muzvikoro vamwana vachiri kunonyora mazamanishoni vakasunga zvidhende kumeso nenyaya yekushaya mamask chaiwo zvimwe zvikoro hazvina mvura yekuti vana vageze maoko hakuna kusara chokwadi hakuna zviriko muzvikoro zvinoperera kwakungotaurwa mumanewspaper to patinozvinzwira asi kana tava pagraund hapana chatiri kuona chinobatika
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vamasaraure nguva ndedu yadyanana yave nguva yekuti tizoka kuti vamwe vari kuti chii saka regai tikupei mukana uyu wekupedza hurukuro yedu yanhasi kandai mashoko enyu ekupedzisira kune vateereri
zamanishoni haangonyorerwi kutika bhokisi rekuti gore ra2020 zamanishoni rakanyorwa ranovhemba handizvo mazamanishoni kutarisa kuti vana vatakagadzirira vanga vabata zvipi nevasina kubata zvipi saka mazamanishoni hatiri kumanikidzira kuti anyorwa aya mazamanishoni asina basa tinokurudzira hurumende kuti imise zvairi kuita izvizvi imise mazamanishoni aya atangidzwe kunyorwa pasva tinyore mazamanishoni chaiwo akarongeka munzvimbo dzakachengeteka vana nevarairidzi vana nevabereki tinovakurudzira kuti upenyu ndehwenyu kana mukange mahwisa mumaoko ehurumende iyo ikatadza kukuchengetai chasara ndechekuti kana denda rauya mastatistics ndo pamuchakwana tichinzwa kuti kwakati kwarwariwa kwakati kwafiwa ngatichengetedze upenyu tine nguvana wakawanda wekuti vana vedu vachanyora mazamanishoni munzvimbo zviri safe vachinge vaita kugadzirwa yakakwana nevarairidzi tinokuzivisai kuti mune kodzero yekuti kana muchinge tichiona nzvimbo yekushandira isina kumira zvakanaka mune kodzero dzekuramba kushandira nzvimbo dzine njodzi mune kodzero yekuramba kupinda mumadeath traps anokupedzitorerai upenyu hwenyu muchienda kwamupfigari nebwe makatarisa
Mure Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umnumzana Uopet Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, commenting on what's happening in the education sector in Zimbabwe as we speak. As I mentioned earlier on, in Zimbabwe right now, schools are closed to those that are not writing their examinations. However, if you're currently writing your examinations, isikolo, they're still opening. Masaraure is an educator, is saying as educators, they stand against our government's notion of keeping schools open for those that are writing examinations, because they feel as though government has not taken the necessary precautions to ensure that COVID-19 does not spread in these environments. What they are highlighting is that as much as government says that they've put all these precautions, the hand sanitizer and so forth and so forth and so forth, in some circumstances, these are things that government is saying they've done, they don't see them on the ground. Some schools, as we speak, still don't have water and other necessary precautions that ensure that coronavirus does not spread in these environments. Now, another thing he highlights is the challenges that these young people and the invigilators of these examinations are facing, which is transport to get to this to their venues whereby they're writing. As he highlighted in our interview, right now government has monopolized the transport system, and so for you to get to a certain place, the combis are not functioning right now. They're not running. You need to take the Zupco bus, or you need to drive yourself. Now, for those that are not driving themselves with the letters and so forth, they have to take the Zupco bus, which once again, Mr. Masaraure is saying this is also another environment where coronavirus is spreading. Let us know your thoughts, Muriel Zimbabwe. +1 202 465 0318 on WhatsApp. 3 minutes left. Pando pachirongwa chini 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 kimele Zimbabwe namsha kuchelo besi kangela pela indaba le umemeseka kumkushana we coronavirus ikuwane le COVID-19 chirole che coronavirus chiruko endramberi chichiteke shera. Simule Zimbabwe sekuvingi disa ikuanda ita patatanga chirongwa. As I promised you, I like to wrap in 2021. We're starting a new culture, Muriel Zimbabwe. Pano pachirongwa chelo chelo chitiki. We're going to be ending every program by celebrating the success of a young Zimbabwean or young people across the world. This week, we profile Nosizi Ruben Dube, who is a part of the Shona tribe that recently received citizenship in Kenya. Nosizi is actually the first Shona tribe person to get into university. So let's hear more from Nosizi about the difficulties that she's had to encounter to get to the stage and points, and of course, how she's currently cooperating in university. Let's hear more from Nosizi.
My name is Nosizi Ruben Dube. I'm 20 years old right now, and I come from the Stifle Shona community in Kenya. I have 6 sisters and 2 brothers. It's like you are a ghost in the country that you are in. You don't exist. It has been a great and challenging journey for me to reach where I am at the university level. With the COVID-19 conditions, we have to stay at home and study online. So currently, studying online, don't have the Wi-Fi at home. So waking up daily, it's an every day, early in the morning, to go to Kenya Human Rights Commission to access the Wi-Fi there, it's a challenge because at times, the fair may not be there, so for that day you don't attend any class. I just have to stay. Like there was a time I stayed a week without attending my class. So you find when you get back to class, other people are ahead of you. Yeah. The moment I get to class and I get access to the internet, I usually have time to cover up what others have learned. The living standards of the stateless people are very low. The Shona community, they depend on basket trade. My mom also depends when someone tells her I need 1 or 2 baskets. That's when she finds time to weave and she finds the money. Yeah. She really inspires me so much because as a person, the kind of challenges that she has gone through raising us with the settlers status and the low living standards, the poverty status, she's really a person who wants, if she wants to do something, nothing can stop her. I wanted to break the norm. I've shown other young girls that it is possible. You have to be bold and courageous so that you can achieve what you want in life. Yeah.
Good day, Zimbabwe. Shout out to Nosizi Ruben Dube. She is the first young person from the Shona tribe recently received citizenship in Kenya to get into university. Shout out to Amshayeli Shombe Unosizi, and I wish her nothing but the best. Just a quick COVID update before we wrap up. In Zimbabwe, as we speak, the cumulative cases, Mure Zimbabwe, 22,297 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 13,213 recoveries, and 528 deaths. Let's meet same time, same place. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Those looking to chat with me, ndiripo pa Twitter nepa Instagram at BigMike3, BigMyke3. Kwane loko namhla muri eZimbabwe, so sangana lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ngeviki ezayo. Anokoneka nemfaro. Jini wenyu Mike Hove, muri eZimbabwe. Bye bye.